But this is a really good word here. One more. Okay. Sunday morning, this is January the 10th, 2021. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called the Dismantling of the Deep State. Dismantling of the Deep State. Have no fear. I am with you. You're witnessing the greatest show on earth. You have a front row seat to this dismantling of Satan's reign of terror over the earth, lease of 6,000 years. Many have longed to see the days that you're beholding, but their time in the earth ran out. I want you to see things from my perspective. If you will do that, you will not become fearful at what is coming, for nothing can stop what is coming. Let me find that. The Lord gave me that. I know I brought it some weeks ago. Let me find it. Like I said, I got a bunch of stuff here. I know I stuck it in here. Thought it was on the top. Well, it's upside down. That could be part of my problem. Oh, well, let's just keep going. I'll find it. It has been a long time coming, but I did lay it out in my word that I did give man 120 jubilees. That is 6,000 years. So it is here. I would have you not fret about those who just won't hear. Soon it will be apparent to all, for this will not be done in a corner. The total and complete fall of the beast system, the cabal, the deep state, all the titles are the same, good versus evil. My will over the God of this world's rebellion. Many will come with hat in hand and ask for forgiveness. Give it to them and welcome them into the fold with mercy and compassion. Not I told you so. You see, love never fails, and it will be this love that unites and heals this nation. Some have only known the way of hate, and love will master that evil. Master evil with good. My nation, one nation under God, me. Much power you will see because of this great love. Like the early church. Do not be dismayed by what you see or hear from here on out. I'm giving you this instruction so you can comfort others, so they will not be afraid and they will trust my plan. The whole world has been under the delusion of the Antichrist. Not everything is as it appears. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. He is the master trickster and illusionist, shrouding the whole earth in darkness. The phase you're moving into is going from darkness to light. Men have called it the Great Awakening. As the truth comes out, that is the light, it will dispel the darkness, which is the lie. So the darkness is the lie, the light is the truth. All right, I want to read a few scriptures here. Isaiah chapter 9. The subtitle here on this passage is A Great Light. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff off his shoulders and the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and full of fire. For unto us a child is born, Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So God is doing this. Yes, he's using men, but God is doing this. The shadow of the dog never bit anyone. Stay in the light and we will not feel Satan's bite. Okay, Psalms 23. Let's look at the valley of the shadow. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It may appear as death, but it is not. It is an illusion that causes confusion. So you take your all. So don't take your eyes off the light, the truth. Stay in the light and you will stay in peace. Peace always makes the call, so remember that when you're seeing or hearing all the news, remember that. If you hear something, see, if you hear something that brings peace, stay with it. Something that makes you doubt and all that get you to turn it off. SNN, Satan's News Network. You're about to experience freedom like never before. I know that you have thought you were, and you've been to some extent because of my word, but you're about to step into a whole new earth. It will be like the days of Noah. Remember what I told you? After Noah got off the boat, the earth was purged. I said at my coming, it would be like those days. So here it is. It has arrived, so don't be discouraged. As your president and my president says, the best is yet to come. It's a new era. The old has passed away, the new has come. Comfort all who will listen with this information. The more that receive this information and believe it, the stronger the light becomes. Light is overtaking the darkness. What has caused the darkness? Satan's narrative. Men believe Satan's narrative. The light will overtake the darkness. Okay, we're going to look at just some scriptures here. On this, I think it's just a well, I've got a little more to say, but anyway, a few scriptures. Matthew 4:16. If you want to just sit and listen, and I'll just flip through them real quick, I'll do that. Matthew 4:16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Okay, Matthew 10:27. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Mark 4:22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but it should come abroad. There's not going to be any hidden things of darkness anymore. Luke 1:79. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. The way they've tracked us and censored us and spied on us, you think they had a pretty good system? They ain't seen nothing yet. There won't be nothing. God's looking at them from the inside out. Even every thought. Luke 12:3. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Okay, Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The deep state has censored the airways to keep the truth from coming out. Well, as I've told you before, NCSWIC, nothing can stop what is coming. All right, I got to find that. Hold on. I know it's here. Turn it around. I brought it a few weeks ago. Why did I get them all upside down? Well, it's not there. I don't know what happened to it. Well, it's some kind of national security. I don't know. It was that national security cyber whatever. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's an acronym in the N whatever NCSWIC. All right. All right. Let me finish the word here. My America, my nation, soars as an eagle, free from the deep state cabal. My America, because of the obedience of many, is now out of reach of the beast. Just when they thought they had it all in the bag, down their towers are coming. This is Jeremiah 50:15. Raise your battle cry against her on every side. She has given herself up. Her pillars are fallen. Her walls have been torn down. For this is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done to others, so do to her. All right, Daniel chapter 7. I want to read one scripture there. Where are you, Daniel? There you are. This is verse 4. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given unto it. That's what the Lord said to me here. The eagle's wings, independent of the beast, with a heart after God and God's word as its standard. The Constitution of the United States of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ding dong, the witch is dead. There will no longer be the Department of Just Us. My justice will be a flood back on them. I told you previously that you were at your Red Sea moment. All right, let's look at Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is that for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him. Now this is, we're talking about the wicked here. Now think about this. I got to thinking about this. I thought, dear Lord. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him. Or went into a house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Let's see. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the method of thy vows. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch, and shine your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. So he's bringing them down. Now you know why they are panicking. Their floods of injustice for 6,000 years is being turned back on them. Okay, I want to read some memes to you. Hopefully I'll find what I was needing to find. Oh well, what is... No, I'm going to read these. I'll find it if it's in the stack. Okay, I just copied off some memes just to encourage you today that kind of reinforces what I've said to you today. Right here it says, so, how many know that the original inauguration day was not January 20th, but was actually on April 30th, 1789 with George Washington, and then again for his second term on March 4th, 1793. Subsequent inaugurations were held on March 4th until the second inauguration of President Franklin Roosevelt on January 20th, 1937. Since then, inauguration day has been held on January 20, and the term of office officially starts at 12 noon on that date. Now, in sharing that, could it be possible that whatever is happening behind the scenes could result in the inauguration day going to March or April? Could it be possible that there won't actually be an inauguration on January 20th if Biden and many of his minions are arrested? Could it be President Trump could be ready to start a brand new party, since, in my opinion, the Democrat and Republican parties are going to fold because of so much corruption? Just all speculation on my part, but certainly something to consider, because one thing I am convinced of is the fact that Joe Biden will not be inaugurated. He will be arrested. I don't know how it will all unfold, but can any of you see this sick, corrupt man becoming president? I don't think so. This is Q, number 26. This is on November the 1st, 2017. Think about it logically. The only way is the military. They've been saying that all along. Fully controlled. Save and spread. Once 11-3 verifies as the first marker. That was election day. Biggest advance drop on POL, which I don't know what POL means there. This is Q Post 88, called 10 Days of Darkness. 10 days, darkness, scare tactics, the MSM and mainstream media. That's what they're doing right now with all taking down all these accounts. The D's, Democrats, are falling. The R's, Republicans, are walking away and being removed. Then it talks about Saudi Arabia, United States, Asia, Europe, and the European Union. Disinformation is real. Distractions are necessary. Focus on the U.S. today, while real happening is in Saudi Arabia. Under same context, military control, martial law, missile strike, rogue, etc. necessary. POTUS, Twitter attacked. They just took him down from Twitter for all time, forever, or so they think. Important. Why is this relevant? What was the last tweet by POTUS prior? Why is this relevant? Where is POTUS? Why is this relevant? Military operations, operators in the U.S., Snow White, The Great Awakening, Godfather 3. It's like, you know, they posted stuff 3 years ago that are happening today. Here's another one. Good morning, everyone. Here's some updated info for you in regards to where this all stands. No, our president did not concede in his statement this morning. The affidavit of the whistleblower that proves Italy and Obama were involved in the coup to overthrow our government via election official fraud was delivered on Christmas Eve to the president. I heard that last night. I heard it was just an audio tape of a woman that's working. I forget the name of the organization. I don't know if she's attorney or whatever, but they delivered this personally to the president on Christmas Eve. How do you know? Maria Maples and Tiffany Trump, who Sandy works with, sent it all to us, recording on our WhatsApp group. They are now under protection along with Maria, whose voice is the one exposing it all on the recording going around. I didn't know it, but Marla Maples was President Trump's second wife, Tiffany's mother. Here is the recording, 50 minutes. That's the one I listened to last night. The most explosive section is the first 10 minutes or so. President Trump won't get a second term because this was the last recorded term of a president who served in the American corporation. He dismantled the Banking Act of 1871 from England. We are going back to a republic, and Trump will be the first president of the new republic with the Constitution fully intact, which includes a start date of the new president of March 4th. This was the original start date of a new president from 1776 until it was changed in 1933 under FDR. Not only was it a setup yesterday via Antifa and the traitors to disrupt the day to smear us and the president, when our military was brought in, they got a hold of everyone's laptops and devices while they went through the building as the traitors scurried to the tunnels. Brilliant. Many of their devices show they were online in real time with Chinese operatives. As far as all the people that caved in yesterday goes, we are watching traitors expose their true characters. This needed to happen. The Georgia runoff was another military sting to catch them in the act, hence Italy. Now that they signed and certified the electoral votes last night, the crime has now been committed. I know, that's what the Lord told me. They have to commit the crime. Fully committed. It's game on. We are now in the season for treason. Everyone who has signed off has committed treason. We have now moved from conspiracy to commit treason to treason. What makes a good movie? Good actors. Today begins the meat of the movie. In 7 to 10 days, Sidney Powell comes out with her special prosecutor's report. They suspended the Facebook and Twitter accounts of the President of the United States yesterday. This allows him to communicate through the emergency broadcast system, something he set up and tested to all our cell phones October 2018. Yeah, I remember getting the notice. All right, this is one intelligence source that monitored the live results of the general election. Trump received 103 million votes and Biden 37 million votes. Trump won all states except New York. The scale and scope of this fraud was so deeply embedded within both political parties. One state. Now, you remember before the election, he was... They took a shot of him sitting by a portrait of a president that had won won 49 states, only one state he didn't win. And I don't remember, was that Andrew Jackson? I don't remember exactly the president. I like this. Oh, yeah. Patriot Party. And this too. Yeah, I like that one. Line of the Tribe of Judah. All right, the Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that empowers the President of the United States to deploy U.S. military, see this is happening, and federalized National Guard troops within the United States in particular circumstances, such as to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, and rebellion. So he's in a place now to do that. With them taking away all his forms of communication, okay, this is a Joe M. post here. Sleep well tonight, Patriots. The Constitution process played out till the end, and Trump didn't interfere once. You're going to love how this movie ends. I could not agree more, Lynn Wood. I could not agree more. The best is yet to come. The crime was just concluded and the prosecution will start. Time for rest. I had to stay up to watch the conclusion of the greatest attempt theft in history. Now it is a completed crime. Many traitors will be arrested and jailed over the next several days. President Donald John Trump will serve 4 more years. This was from Lynn Wood. A repost from Twitter. President Trump won't get a second term because this was the last recorded term served in the American corporation. He dismantled the Banking Act of 1871 from England. We are watching traitors expose their true character. Once you see the larger picture, you understand. Have faith. It is a sickening thing to watch, even at the late hour. Decent people hoped that sanity would prevail and the blatant steal of an election in the U.S. would be righted. People waited with bated breath whilst the feckless politicians preened and applauded their devilish work to complete the steal. The U.S. cavalry did not ride in. It did not encircle the camp of traitors and subdue them. In fact, they were barely there. They were barely there to be seen as the politicians ripped the heart out of the U.S. Constitution and trampled on the graves of patriots who died since independence. The corruption has finally erupted into full view like the pus-filled hole it is. Power over justice, money over people, a sad day indeed. But wait, this is not the end. It is not the death of the USA, far from it. No, it is the end of the corruption. They have committed the ultimate crime of treason. They have all signed it. They have all embraced it, except for the brave few. They have given their souls freely to the illness of corruption. Having sealed their own death warrants, they now have limited days to enjoy their corrupt gains, and time will not stand still for anyone. Tick tock, tick tock. All right. Q has said many times, and it's been repeated many times, about it has to do with the military, all of this. Trump needs the military in D.C. to finish what he started. In order to do this, there needs to be civil unrest or endangerment of state officials. Trump knew Pence would betray him. He was hinting at it the whole time. Even in his speech before storming the Capitol, Trump emphasized that it was all up to Pence, that he did not have a good feeling about it. This would place the seed in the voters' minds and get them angry enough at the betrayal to cause chaos. There is a reason why Trump said for everyone to march to the Capitol, but he went straight into the White House. Trump is telling his supporters to go home because he is about to unleash the military into D.C. via the Insurrection Act. This is exactly why he told his supporters to leave and stop being violent after about an hour of rioting, which they found out it wasn't the Trump supporters, it was Antifa. He didn't even disavow or heavily condemn the riots. He just gave a proclamation telling them to go home. Well, he had to do that to usher in that act. This is all that is required to justify an insurrection act. It's happening. If you don't trust the plan by now, you aren't going to make it. There's a reason why there are hundreds of military planes in the sky. Remember Biden's broken leg? Where's Hunter? He had that mantra on his leg. I've already been arrested. All right, here's an Angel Anon update. I will preface that the things shared will more than likely get mocked and ridiculed by short-sighted Anons or negative Nellies or Debbie Downers. Please ignore them and know this is happening right now. Our Angel Anon has just shared, this is Santa surfing. Buckle up, my friend, and add butter to your popcorn. The movie's about to go full throttle. Everything is happening according to the plan, and the outcome will be glorious for all of humanity. Soon the world will be unplugged from the corrupt world and will awake to a new and beautiful world of peace and prosperity, equality for all living beings. Equality is coming. Here it is. This is Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming, the National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinators. Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming. Established by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the CISA, CISA, In July 2010, the National Council of Statewide Coordinators, SWIC, from the 56 states and territories by developing products and services to assist them with leveraging their relationships, professional knowledge, and experience with public safety partners involved in interoperable communications at all levels of government. SISA is the lead coordination agency for the Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming and recognizes the critical role the SWIC serves in organizing and executing the interoperability effort in all the states and territories. The Emergency Communication Advisory White Paper explains the difference between NCSWIC and organizations such as SAFECOM, First Responders Network Authority, FirstNet, Public Safety Advisory Committee, and National Public Safety Telecommunications. So from what I understand, there is an agency that the president is responding through that's through the government that they can't censor. But he is on Gab. I heard the CEO of Gab get online and talk about what all they're doing to him. They're trying to blame the insurrection and stuff that happened in D.C. on Gab. And he said, we don't even have a platform that can accommodate any of the things they're accusing us of. And you know, you can tell they're conservative. They've had, I think he said, over 5 million hits over the last 24 hours. Their website was so overwhelmed. But people are moving because they've been kicked off of all these other places. I have an account. I couldn't even sign into it. But the president's on Gab. This is retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, and he dropped the following bombs last night during an informal conversation with several people at a hotel lobby. General McInerney said, U.S. Special Forces infiltrated Antifa, stormed the Capitol along with bad actors, took House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop and are in possession of it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Speaker Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser enabled the January 6, 2021 Antifa attack on the Capitol. I've heard that woman was killed, and then I've heard she wasn't killed. Charlie Ward said, yeah, she was killed yesterday, but she was texting last night. Then FBI Director James Comey sold top secret hammer surveillance software and sold top secret scorecard vote flipping software to China. Italy used Leonardo in satellite coordination with China and other nations and changed President Donald Trump's votes to candidate Joe Biden's votes. And supposedly Obama has a skiff somewhere. Where his house that he had built just miles from the state capital or the nation's capital to do all this. COVID-19 virus is a biological attack on the United States. Former President Barack Obama, here it is, moved close to the White House, had assistant Valerie Jarrett live there, and put a SCIF, Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, in his home to conduct intelligence spy on Trump administration. Every senator and House members of the Democrats knows that Joe Biden was elected unconstitutionally. Speaker Pelosi is so frantic because she knows that Special Forces has her laptop. She wants to impeach the president. Monday. And they said there's not time to do that. Vice President Mike Pence has committed treason. The McInerney interview begins at the 36:19 mark, thanks to investigative reporter Ann Vandersteel with Steel Truth. Vandersteel acknowledged that it seems like that we are playing defense, but she assured her audience that there are offensive measures going on behind the scenes. I sense that whatever is going on behind the scenes will be made public very soon. All right, this is from Sidney Powell. Justice is coming. It's copied from Sidney Powell says, and despite the fact that they certified the electors, President Trump still has the full power of the foreign interference executive order to toss out the whole thing. Lynn Wood also says Trump will be in for the next 4 years. Despite what you're hearing, he has the sworn affidavit from Italy from how they rigged the numbers for Biden, which was delivered to Trump, Gohmert, and Flynn, and to the Senate and House members. See, the Senate and the House, they were briefed, and they went ahead with the fraud. Either they're playing a part in this movie, Are they so dumb? I'm thinking, how'd they ever get in office? Okay. Huh? I know. Flynn into the Senate and House members at 1:12 p.m. yesterday before they certified the election. So they knowingly certified a fraudulent election. Also yesterday before President Trump spoke, they and 25 other American civilians filed a grand jury investigation which is given to them in the U.S. Constitution. It has been used 8 times in our history with 100% success rate. Okay, a grand jury investigation. Okay. Unless Trump concedes, which he has not done despite what the news is saying, Biden will not be the president on January 20th. So I just wanted to read that stuff to y'all so you'll know things are going on, things are happening behind the scenes. Just because we don't hear about it doesn't mean that nothing's happening, and we win. And the Lord wants us to be encouraged because it should be real interesting over the next few weeks. Do you have something to say?
No.
Okay. All right.